The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to
Being Here.
Have you noticed?
We finish each other's sentences.
We really do. But I imagine if you are interested, you've already noticed that. That is today's theme, get interested.
In your life.
Yeah.
As it's happening.
Right now.
In this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A.K.A. being here.
Yeah. Without complaining about what you discover.
Oh, yeah. That's a challenge for most people.
Yeah, most people compare, and comparison really steals their joy in life.
Yeah, you compare where you think you should be, where you've been before, where you're going to, the person next to you, how much the leadership of this country has as opposed to us, speaking of the United States, the have-nots, however you do it. But if you just get interested in what is without adding a value judgment for or against anything.
As if you don't know what is. As if each moment is a discovery of your life rather than same old, same old.
Then life becomes magical.
Right.
Now, the best way to express your interest during this radio show, there's two ways.
It's through listening.
That's the first way.
Listening is an amazing skill set which you have to remind yourself to engage because your mind is very quick to know everything.
And when you get upset, you don't want to listen. You're generally locked in a loop of being right about your perspective, about your shortcomings or someone else's shortcomings. So if you're not interested in what someone has to say, chances are you're upset. You're being right.
So or you think you already know what they're going to say.
Perfect. So today, let's slow down. Get interested in what people have to say. Not only what Shia and I have to say. I know there are several people calling in. We have one holding already. And it's also another way that you can express your interest should you wish. Today is a live show and you can call in. The number is 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Shall we take our first caller?
Sure.
I'm interested. All right.
Michael.
You with us?
I'm with you. Good morning, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Actually,
clearly,
I guess it's
you're in our time. Oh, it is afternoon. So clearly you're not in Europe. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my home in New York City.
Okay, welcome.
What can we do for you, Michael?
Well, I'm just, I'm feeling really interested in my life lately, and I think part of that has to do with my plan that I wanted to call into this radio show ever since I read the description of it a few weeks ago. And it's kind of like you say when you sign up for a course, the course begins right then, mm-hmm. and I feel like my interest in life got bumped up to another level just from reading the description of this show and planning to call into it. So it's been a really rich and exciting time in the past few weeks.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've noticed is that when I get interested in my life and I don't apply a judgment to that, that I am honoring my impulses more.
Okay.
And I've been doing things that surprise me a little that are really delightful. Like, I registered for your Hamburg course next spring.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's something that I had been wanting to do for a while, but even though I was interested in that, my mind came in with all kinds of reasons why this wasn't the right time, or did I really have the money for that? And I realized that it didn't matter. All those things did not matter. If I was interested in it, I wanted to do it. And so I registered, and I feel really good about that.
Well, you know, I love what you just said, that all those reasons and justifications for not giving you what you want don't matter when you really get clear about what you want. Then somehow you find a way to get the money, you arrange your time and schedule so it works for you, you make it happen when you really want something. But you know, most of us, Michael, have been disappointed sufficiently in our lives, either by ourselves or others, that we don't allow ourselves to have those dreams of wonder.
True.
Well, this past week in the United States, on Friday was what they call Black Friday, which is a major shopping day with deals. And Cyber Monday, which was also a day where different retailers offered deals in order to get people who are going to be buying holiday gifts to get out there and just get it handled. And so in a certain respect, they incentivized you to go past that inertia to go ahead and do what you were planning to do anyway. One of the things that Shai and I are doing, and I think you are really smart to register now for the Hamburg courses that are happening on March 30th and then for the Freedom to Breathe and then the 31st, April 1st and 2nd for the Practical Enlightenment course is, you know, on the 2nd of this month is the early registration discount deadline. So if you're going to go, you may as well get a bargain.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate the saving of money. That's an additional incentive and delightful thing.
I just want to talk to you about something, because I can hear it in your voice, and it's something that you said right from the get-go that I believe is slowing you down and is also a misdirection. You said
okay.
You read this, the title of this radio show, which is Get Interested in It, and you focused on getting interested in your life. You're a hair's breadth away from working on yourself, if you aren't already, because you're interested in your life. So everything that you consider your life. Get Interested is a global interest in whatever's happening, of course, in your life, but whatever's happening. And lots of people, when they're getting interested in their life, it's as such and such applies to them. So you're adding a step of application as opposed to being interested in what the people around you need and interest in your environment. Somehow what you're relating, Michael, is you've gotten self-focused.
I see that. Yeah.
And what you were describing isn't bad. We're just saying if you simply see that you've tended to put your attention on you and you recognize it, it's already over. Now everything else is open and available to you. It's instantaneous transformation, or transformation made easy. You do not have to do anything with that information. It's already complete.
Wow, I like that. And I'm seeing how I have preferences of what I like to get interested in or what I have traditionally gotten interested in, and I can see how that is a limitation that's not necessary.
Well, it's necessary if that's what you're doing, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's not the only possibility.
Right.
See, if you look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation, second principle is you can only be doing exactly what you're doing. So
in any moment.
So if what you've been doing is focusing on yourself, then that has been necessary right up until it isn't. Because you're doing your life perfectly in this moment. You can't be any other way than you are. First principle is anything you resist, it persists.
It grows stronger, and it dominates your life.
So if you don't want to be self-involved and you resist that, you're just going to make yourself more self-involved. And third principle is what I was...
Well, here's the thing. If you have an idea about how you should be that you're not being, that's your internal conversation complaining about how you are as though you could be different than you are or should be different than you are rather than just being who you are. So you're lost in a mind cycle of self-complaint that you're not doing it right, you're not far enough ahead, you should have more clients, whatever that conversation is saying.
You know, we had a conversation with somebody on Monday night at Monday Night Alive that was just very, it triggered a lot of information for us.
They were talking about negative thoughts as opposed to positive thoughts.
And if you pit negative, positive, all of either, you know, that they've been reading a book about that was directing them to go away from negative thoughts and into positive thoughts. And that...
Apparently, that's a positive way about thinking about one's life.
But that's still change. It's still in your mind. It has not... Pitting one against the other is still... You're a step removed. You're judging and evaluating whether or not you're thinking positively as opposed to getting interested in your environment...
As it is. You're thinking, though, Michael.
See, Michael, you're on slow-mo. And
right.
One of these things that I've noticed is that sometimes, in my experience of you, you're locked in a dynamic of trying to be a positive person.
Yes, I see that.
You know, and it can even come from wanting to... You know, having any background of being a good Christian.
Let's talk about listening for a second, because you're thinking about what's being said rather than just hearing it. I can tell because there's this gap between when we finish and when you start. It's not that you're there with us. You're in contemplation of what's been said and how it applies to your life, which is what we've been taught to do. So you're not at fault for that. It's not that you're doing something wrong. You're not fully engaged in where you are right now because your thought processes are working on how this relates not to now, but to your future.
Yes, definitely. I was doing that.
Very good. Thank you. Otherwise, it sounds like I'm a bit of a nut.
Well, no, that's you totally
good.
Got
you know, what you described about how, oh, you signed up for this one, you started running off into the future to be a better you.
Mm.
You weren't just interested in what was happening. You're on that hamster wheel of self-improvement, which just exercises that muscle of I'm not enough, I'm not enough.
Let's talk about something else for a second.
Yeah.
See, there is this paradox where if you have interest in your life or being interested, somehow that can be misconstrued as working on yourself. So there's this division between just noticing things and working on yourself to be a better you somewhere in the future, as if this moment somehow you're imperfect, needing a process, you know, a work in process, rather than you are a complete human being in current time.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, Michael, and I'm imagining it doesn't make sense to you, that simple interest is enough.
Well, simple seeing is enough. If you notice how you're being, that takes care of everything in that moment. See, people want to get rid of those thoughts they have about themselves that need improving. They want to be over it already. Well, look, you can only be exactly as you are in current time. In this moment, you could only be on this radio show. So could I. So could Ariel. And the people that are listening could only be listening, except if you're listening in archive, and then you could only be listening now because we're speaking to you. See, life is an unfolding, a perfect unfolding in each moment, if you're here for it. But if you're lost in thought, you get behind the curve. You're always playing catch up, always trying to figure out how to get there on time rather than be on time.
It's our minds are addicted to being dictatorial, to seeing something and then creating a plan of what to do better, how to be better, what actions to take in order to improve. And it doesn't make sense to me in my logic system, logic which was put together in the past by an earlier version of me and all of my enculturation, it doesn't make sense to that logic system that simply getting interested, simply seeing is enough, full stop, period, end of story. There is no story. Most of us are so habituated to driving forward to be a better us that we're not simply being where we are. And that is the place where when you're, there's even a Harvard study out, which we can talk about in the next segment if we want, that people who simply get interested in where they are, just simply being interested, is what creates happiness.
Wow. And I'm so relieved to hear you say that your mind doesn't, at some level, doesn't accept that either, because I can see how I've been adding something on to just, it hasn't been just pure noticing. I've been noticing and then figuring out what to do with what I notice.
Perfect. Because as you say that, that was the first time you're in real time.
Yeah. And now we have to go to a break.
Hey, thanks for calling in today. It was really a pleasure speaking with you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you guys, too. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Shout out to our listeners.
Listeners in Hong Kong,
the USA,
Germany,
Russia,
China, and Switzerland.
And Canada, too. Why not? All of them. Hey, thanks for being a part of our
listenership.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Hey, you know, I was just watching something.
What were you watching?
It's very interesting. I have this online stopwatch that we set up between the segments so I know where we are, so we know where we are between breaks and all that, you know. And I just realized that this stopwatch shows thousands of a second.
It's pretty wild.
Our lives are going by in that kind of speed.
Yeah.
And we get lost complaining about things to ourselves rather than living our lives.
Which just means that in a thousandth of a second, you can get back here and get interested in what's happening in your life rather than your internal complaints.
But what else is interesting is that thing reads in thousands, and I can almost see it because it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. But between each one of those thousands, there are other thousands.
Yep.
You know, our lives,
mind-boggling.
The moment just keeps expanding, and it's just an amazing phenomena if you're here for it.
You know, it really is about being here, but when you're being here, it includes things. It includes the past. It includes the future. It's not based in that, but it includes it. And in that spirit, this is my segue.
Yes.
A little inelegant, but I'm doing it anyway. Our calendars for next year, our Transformation Made Easy calendars for next year are here, and they are gorgeous. I'm actually that's last year's. I have one right here. And it is beautiful. I'm very proud of it. It's all pictures that I have taken. And also included in there are some incredible quotes. I love July's quote. I just opened to that. It's a beautiful daisy shot. And the July quote is, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." It's an Oscar Wilde quote. You can pick up one of your calendars if you would like one for 2017 or as a gift. This weekend, we'll have them available at the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer seminar.
We're doing in New York City.
There are people coming in from Hong Kong and coming in from Switzerland. All over the world, you are welcome. It's not too late. You can join us. Also, you can pick it up at Monday Night Alive, or you can order it on the website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Let's take our next caller. Andrea, you with us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
where
cool.
Are you calling
this
in
is
from?
Andrea from Switzerland.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you here in the U.S. yet, or are you?
I am at home, and I will be packing my suitcase after the show for leaving tomorrow for New York.
Oh, we're so excited to see you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm coming. I just love that I have the possibility just to come to New York and have a seminar with you and to see all my friends. And it's just wonderful.
You sound good.
Thank you. So, I feel very good. I feel so happy that I'm calling in today. And I love the conversation you had with Michael. I felt like you were talking to me. I could see myself in everything you said. And I just...
Well, that's the beauty not only of this radio show, but of seminars. You can really see yourself in everybody, and you discover that you're not particularly screwed up. And a conversation with someone else can center you, and it's quite wonderful.
Yes, yes, that's true. And the title, Get Interested, it just popped up. It caught my eye, and I just thought I'd call because I just find it, I just love transformation. And I'm a teacher, I'm a singing teacher, and I felt like ever since I met you, the more I got interested in my students, how they're doing or how they sing, what they're up to, I feel like my teaching got much more easier for myself.
Yeah,
because before I always had the impulse to fix people or to make things better for them instead of getting interested in what they're, yeah, how they are doing at the moment. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, it's more what you're saying is really cool, Andrea, because you see, you got to get to the starting place, and that is where you are. So if you don't truly listen to your students, then you're trying to impose some idea you have about how they should be.
Wow. Yes.
Sounds like you're breathing into your phone.
Me?
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Good.
I was getting you excited on the phone.
That's good.
But I want to point out a possible subset or a possible continuation of the conversation that we had with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
I love that you've gotten interested with your students. But what I'm hearing when you, and that it's led to a more meaningful and effective teaching practice for you. But it was interesting because as I'm listening to you speak, I hear you say, my students, they're your students. So therefore, it's kind of a, it's like you're not interested globally, you're interested in your students. And I'm not poo-pooing this. This is one of those paradoxes. I think it's very, very important that you're really interested in your students. But I guarantee you there are big swaths of time where you check out and you're not interested really in what the people around you are saying to you because you haven't identified them as yours or your students or people who you are responsible for.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not talking about putting some weird pressure on you to listen to every, you know, complainer in the line at the airport about how long it's taking, as in engaging in the same way you might when you're unlocking the puzzle of your students. But I'm talking about an interest that doesn't disregard your environment.
Yes. Yes, what you're saying makes sense to me because I have that somehow separated that my work life or my students or my friends are more important somehow than, for instance, being in a checkout line or even doing the dishes. You know, I have that somehow not as the same. I don't give it the same importance. That's true.
Right.
Well, play a game between now and when you come to the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer course on Friday night. Let's, just for fun, why don't you play a game of equality for the next couple of days? Just
a quality of moment?
A quality of moment. So if you are packing a bag, if you are folding something to go in the bag.
If you're washing a dish.
If you are in your car, whatever conveyance you get to go to the airport, that you treat each moment and each conversation with equality.
As though they're special, because they are.
Cool. I will do that. Yes.
Excellent. We have another caller holding on.
So I think we should take him. I'm really excited that you're going to play that. And Friday night, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say about it. Let's see what's happened. Let's do get interested experiment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we have Ephraim. He's been holding for a while. Where are you calling from, Ephraim?
I'm calling from right here in New York City.
Right here in New York City.
Well, I guess, yeah, you guys will be here soon, but I guess you're not in the city at the moment, are you?
No, we're in New Jersey, and Andrea was right here in Switzerland, so.
Yep.
But I love that you're right here in New York City.
So what can we do for you, sir?
Well, great to talk to you. I was interested in your description for the show, but I've noticed that while I've enjoyed listening so much, my questions, I feel like I've transformed from listening to your show, and that the questions I had all had to do with interest in myself. And I'm rereading the show, the theme for the show, Interest, That's All It Takes. The secret to life fully lies in taking a genuine interest in the details of your everyday life. And I'm just realizing how inspiring that is when I can forget about myself or not notice, not related to myself, but to look around and see what's around me.
Well, you know, you said some really interesting things just now. Looking around and really looking rather than thinking about what you're seeing takes you out of the thought process and into the experience of your life. So suddenly things get three-dimensional and colorful and vivid. When you're in your thought processes, you're usually working on your own survival. How you are going to be in some future moment, how people will think of you. You're in a conversation, I would not say with yourself, because I with your mind, because yourself is not your mind. Your mind is the conversation you listen to that you think is you.
Yourself doesn't converse.
Right. Yourself is. Your mind is a conversation going forward and back in time, worrying about how the future is going to turn out or what you should have done differently than you did. So you're constantly, for the most part, in that thought process unless you discover how to pull yourself into this moment. And that happens when you get interested and you listen, not to try to figure something out that's going to improve your future.
Absolutely, and it's so much more inspiring to see that.
Well, I've got something for you, though, Ephraim.
Ephraim,
I've got something for you. It's, well, first off, your name is so unusual. You're the only Ephraim I know. But I notice when you speak, you second guess what you're about to say. So you don't just say what you have to say. You are checking yourself.
You're fact checking as you go, word by word.
You're editing what you have to say as you say it. So you're not just saying your truth. You're trying to get it right. Now, I know you're an architect. And you got to make sure that you design a building right so it stays up when the winds get strong. But you don't have to worry about saying it wrong. You can't say it wrong.
But, you know, the very thing that makes you is one of your big assets as an architect, which is fact-checking and checking details and making sure that things, you know, meet precisely and are exact. When applied to yourself, actually hampers your abilities. And I see it in a lot of different ways, not just in what you say. Mm-hmm. I really see it in particular in with the advent of you becoming a father and your daughter, who you absolutely adore and your wife absolutely adores, and you two are just amazing parents, there's this additional layer of second-guessing yourself and pressure to be a good dad, more than a good dad, the best possible dad. And so somehow that additional internalized idea that comes along with the internalized idea that you could possibly not be, that you might make mistakes, that you have to make up for the things that may have happened to you that you want to improve upon, has you out of sync. Like there's not a relaxation. You don't totally enjoy your daughter, just interested in your daughter. You have this pressure additionally to perform.
To do it right. Hello?
I'm here. Thank you. I appreciate the feedback. I find myself just evaluating the feedback rather than just listening, I guess.
That's cool. You know, when this show plays an archive like tomorrow, you should re-listen to it, and not to be critical of yourself, but to notice how much you use fillers like, you know, kind of, sort of. Hesitation moments as fillers to figure out what to say next, rather than just relax and figure you can't do it wrong.
Cool. I will do that.
Good.
And don't be hard on yourself if you catch yourself, because you're going to catch yourself. But if you hear it, then you'll see what I'm talking about. You really, Ephraim, can relax.
You know your biggest problem, Ephraim? You're so darn smart. Really, you are. And that...
And we take it as a compliment that you attend our workshops, given how smart you are.
But that intellect is something that...
gets in its own way from time to time.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that, and of course, I'm so thrilled to be attending your workshops. And
I don't recall if you're coming to the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer. Are you coming this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Oh, goody, 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 goody! That I'm very excited for us and for you, us that we get to have you with us for the weekend. But because the breathing technique really bypasses your mind, it really is about your presence. The whole weekend is about your presence as opposed to your intellect, and you've got that part handled. So it's nice to exercise the skill set of being. I'm really happy you made that choice.
Ooh, you got to go to a break.
We do. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation. unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Our last book, Practical Enlightenment, which won a number of awards, such as the New York Book Festival Award, the Northwest Book Festival Award.
The Mom's Choice Book Festival Award. The Mom's Choice Book Award.
Award for Spirituality and Religion. Be a great holiday gift. We just gave one to Shia's sister for the holidays. And so it's also in German and Spanish if you should speak those languages and have family members that might enjoy that. Also, in January, we are offering the Money, Success, and Happiness Wealth as a Lifestyle course in New York City on the 6th through the 8th. Just a reminder for those of you who are coming with us to Costa Rica this year, if you attend that course as well, you get a $50 course fee discount. So just if you'd like to make it, please put it in your schedule.
It's not too early. Here we are telling you not to think about the future, but it's not too early to start thinking about Costa Rica in 2018.
Well, it's not so much thinking about as planning for. Something Michael was saying, if you know you're coming, you can plan for it. It makes things easy and effortless as opposed to...
Well, if you know you want to come.
If you want to come, then just get interested in that and take care of it.
Right.
Shai and I have some plans for several things throughout 2017 into 2018. And I'm actually making the details of those plans handled now so that my memory bank and my reality is freed up so that I don't have to be thinking about, I got to handle that, I got to handle
that. Your mental hard drive.
My mental hard drive.
Or what is that?
That word, my RAM memory.
RAM memory, yeah.
Random access. It really is random access, I got to say. I mean, are you still with us, Ephraim?
Yep.
Shia and I were talking about on the break, and there was just one other thing that we wanted to address in the get interested vein. And that is, I would get interested in all of the advertising around you, all of the pressures in the community to go out, buy, and give in order to be a good parent this holiday season, whether for you or for the listeners it's for Hanukkah or whether it's for Christmas, or that there's this certain pressure to do it right, get it right, buy it right. And people have a lot of their life energy tied up in that as opposed to being interested in what's right here, right now. So we're not saying don't go get wonderful things and express your love for your wife and your daughter, but I get interested in when that conversation is a way to not have to be intimate with the details of your life right now.
Cool. Thank you. They're definitely noticing just with access to the news is enough of a distraction.
Right. You can definitely get lost there.
As if our opinion for or against anything of that process or anything in the news makes a difference.
Right.
Except for that it slows down our own ability to be present in our own environment. Thanks for
calling in.
Really, it was a treat speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Excellent.
We have another caller.
Greg, you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Hi.
Are you in New Jersey today?
Yes, I'm in Clifton, New Jersey.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
What can we do for you?
So, I really like the topic of the show this week about getting interested. And I noticed over the holidays, especially being around a lot of friends and family, I noticed that I have a pretty big preference for what I find interesting and what I don't find interesting.
And very good.
And in particular, I have a cousin who was over, and it seems like for a lot of the night he was doing a lot of complaining, which I, you know, it's a little strange for me because on one hand I want to be there and listen to what he's saying, but on the other hand, I find that my natural response is to kind of tune that out, and then I start thinking in my head about other things, and so I guess my question for you is like, how do I go about being interested in or
how do I not interested in
what's that?
In what you're not interested in.
Right.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You might try something called compassion. You see, your cousin is in pain. Otherwise, he wouldn't be complaining.
Huh.
If you had to live in his head, you would not, you'd be complaining too. See, you've learned not to complain around us.
Or right. To bypass those complaints and re-engage in your environment.
Right. You've learned that, you know, your mind automatically complains, but you don't have to put it on external speaker. You don't have to complain to others. You can notice it and let it go.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, he hasn't had that opportunity. In his world, everybody complains. Complaint is a form of socializing for most people. If you're standing online at the bank, for instance, or at the checkout at the supermarket, people around you will frequently roll their eyes at how long it's taking.
Right.
Because complaint is like a way of saying, I know what you're going through.
And most people are uncomfortable in themselves. And being next to you, close in proximity, without having something to talk about is kind of an odd idea.
It's confronting.
And it was interesting. Shai and I just joined Costco. They opened one locally for the first time. And we were in there yesterday. And it's a different culture than what I'm used to in that they like to help you get your stuff out of your basket because we've gone there twice and organize it. And the woman was so helpful and she was singing and it was not a complaint culture there. And I found it notable.
That's right.
That she was singing and dancing while doing... checking out, it was like she was not doing a menial job. She was doing something that brought her joy. And
so cool.
It was very cool.
You know, it was very funny. You mentioned Costco. But we went there a few days ago for the first time because it just opened up in our community. And we walked in and went looking around. And we didn't realize that they were checking membership cards on the way in. So we never got a membership card. We just wandered and looked and saw the things they had there. And then we said, okay, let's go and join.
Well, actually, I knew it, but I tried to get the gal's attention that we were going in without, and she didn't. And I thought, well, let's just do it anyway. Anyway, it was very actually fun to walk. We actually walked a mile up and down those, because I have one of those little apps. It was very fun.
That's cool.
Yes.
It's funny you guys mentioned Costco, because my dad is actually a manager at a Costco in Hackensack.
Oh, that's great. Well, I found that business is very well run. And how I mean that is last night here in New Jersey, it was raining heavily, and I noticed they had employees out in the lot picking up the carts, the shopping carts, and bringing them in. Even though it was raining out there, even though it was late at night, there was an attention to detail and crispness, and people were folding clothes and making it look nice. It was very cool. I can understand why that organization has become successful, in that there is an attention to detail that you don't see everywhere.
Right.
Now here, I just put a plug in for Costco. That is that funny.
Well, you know, the thing too, you ask us a question, which was essentially, how do you get interested in things that you are disinterested in? But underneath it, I see more of a question is like, how do I deal with complainers without complaining myself? How do I divert it? And you can't come up with a strategy for how to be in the future to avoid the discomfort you've had in the past. But I have found that when I'm really there, there are times when a person expresses a complaint, and if I really listen, it relieves them.
It completes it for them.
There are times where I can listen and then divert the conversation to something else. There's lots of different ways to express myself or not express myself that leave me centered, that are an expression of well-being, as opposed to trying to get away from the annoying people who are less enlightened than I, which it tends to be one of the stages a lot of people go through when they're looking at their lives. And Shai said something to you I want to circle back around to, Greg, and that is that you've invested in looking at how to bypass living through complaints and how to directly access the moment. And sometimes it doesn't occur to people to say, hey, man, I get you, but I got to tell you, I've been doing these courses and I find that I'm not disturbed like that anymore. You want to come with me? There's one next Monday.
Right. That's a good point.
Or I listened to this radio show. In fact, I was on this radio show. You can hear the episode I was on. Here's how you do it. We have radio show cards. You work at the company that puts us up on the internet. You know how to get that to people. So whether you say that in real time in that moment, or you say, hey, I was thinking about you, because we were together last week, and I thought you might really enjoy this. Here's a link. One of the ways to support yourself and feeling well in yourself, rather than being discouraged because you have something and you don't know how to give it away in a way that your cousin can stop hurting, is to find ways to give it away.
Right. Yeah, thank you. That makes a lot of sense.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And it was fun seeing you and your girlfriend this past Monday.
Yes, it was fun. She had a good time.
Yes, we could tell.
That was great.
Yeah, she said she wants to come back again.
Good.
Excellent. I hope you guys will make that a date.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
we're moving on toward the end of the show. Thank you, Greg, for calling in. You're welcome. You know, next week's show is called Being Boldly You, And to circle back around to what Michael said about once you have gotten interested in the title of the show, why not practice being bold this week? Don't wait for the show. And if you've enjoyed today's episode or any of our shows, share it with your friends.
Share it on the social media that exists.
If you are not yet getting our email newsletter, which is called the Excellence Club, you can get a taste of excellence at transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. And you'll get audios, videos, you'll get articles, questions and answers. It's a whole little gift package. That might be a fun thing to send to people, friends of yours also, because it's free and it's all about presence and it's all about being here.
So come on back.
We'll be back next week.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.